through the governor this time instead of the federal government when it comes to some relief from some of the damage to COVID-19. Are we still taking any applications for that?
Yes, sir, we are. We took several the first round. It was a lot like the Payment Protection Program. Of course, it's our state government. They earmarked $100 million, and that money was to go out, and these are true grants, and for businesses that have been affected by COVID, much like the PPP program. And so there's an application just like that. So we submitted several, and then the first tranche of that was $50 million, and that ran out pretty quickly. The second tranche of that will be $50 million, and we'll start up next Monday. And so we've got several applicants that are, we've got everything ready to go. We just got to get it uploaded and submitted as soon as they kick that back open next Monday. So that's a very good program for a lot of those businesses that were affected, and maybe PPP didn't quite get them over the hump.
Oh, I see. Well, you know, here's hoping that, you know, everybody can kind of get a fresh start here. I know that the numbers when it comes to this COVID stuff are kind of all over the place. Some places, like right here in Washington County, we appear to be doing okay. In Nowata County, we even do better over there as far as that is concerned. But it's not a one-size-fits-all, and I guess we just got to take care of it as it comes in.
Oh, yes, sir, you bet. And you know, the city of Bartlesville there, the BRTA, has also kind of put together a program where folks can qualify for a low interest rate loan. And so if businesses need some extra help, I would encourage them to reach out to the BRTA to get all the nuts and bolts of that program. And then you actually would go through your local bank to facilitate that. And so there's not just on the federal government level with the PPP, but the state level and then the city level there in Bartlesville, where you know, different groups are working to try to help all of the businesses in that community get over the hump with the COVID. I know businesses kind of started to pick back up, but as you know, if somebody was shut down for very long, they kind of may have gotten behind the eight ball a little bit. And even though we are opening back up, there's a lot of businesses that are experiencing slowed sales because there are still a lot of folks out there that are concerned about getting out and coming in contact with a lot of people, which is normal at this stage of the game.
And you know, that's all understood and warranted. But there are people who are making that fresh start, and they're doing okay. And some are seeing actually their businesses starting to expand a little bit. That's where, you know, you can really help out someone who's desiring to grow in these interesting times.
Oh, you bet. Like you said, there are some businesses that didn't see a whole lot of effect to their business just because of you know, the different aspects of their operation. And so some of those businesses are actually needing or trying to get some expansion done, and we can certainly help with that. We have a lot of really great programs that we can help businesses grow and continue to see that business thrive through this scenario, and hopefully we're on the backside of this COVID issue, I think.
I hope so.
Anyhow, in Washington County, it seems like the numbers have pretty much stabilized, and so that's a good thing. And Nowata County, pretty much the same scenario. I think there's been some spikes in some counties in Oklahoma and across the country, and that's probably natural as things open up. And so I think everybody's pitching in to do the best they can to try to help help their friends and neighbors get through this problem.
Well, how's the building looking over there in Nowata? I mean, are you opened up in the lobby yet?
We haven't opened up the lobby just yet. We are letting folks in by appointment only.
By appointment,
still.
Okay.
But I think that shortly we should be back with the doors open. Some of it we were waiting on. We were getting in some sneeze guards and some additional PPE just to make sure that not only the staff but customers are comfortable after coming in and out of the facility and interacting.
And the new building is looking pretty good in Bartlesville. Boy, you got a nice location right where everything's happening these days, that's for sure.
Yes, sir. It is starting to come together. I think COVID kind of threw a little bit of a monkey wrench, or at least slowed up the process of getting that building completed. But the interior work, most of that is almost done. We're getting right down to the nuts and bolts, or I'm trying to think of the word they call that, your punch list. We're getting pretty close to that stage on the inside of the building.
Good.
And then we'll be able to do, we're doing a few things on the exterior of the building, some new landscaping, resurfacing the parking lot. So those things hopefully will start taking shape here in the next week or two. And hopefully by the end of the month, we can have everything done, or down to the final punch list where we can start operating out of that facility. Everybody's really excited, at least staff that we put together that will work out of that facility. And then we've got a lot of customers existing, and then some we've been talking to that would be new relationships. They're excited. I know you and I have had several conversations about technology, and it makes it a lot easier and simpler.
It does.
To do business with a bank that isn't right next door to you. But there still is that aspect of convenience that everybody likes, and so this will really help with that. We'll be conveniently located right there where people aren't having to maybe use the technology or travel 17 miles down the road to get things taken care of.
And you know what? It's always great to put a friendly face next to the voice you might hear on the telephone, or the person you're communicating with in cyberspace, and that's what they're going to find when we swing open the doors of the new Regents Bank. Right down there, you're on Dewey, correct? Or right there near the Tower Center?
Yes, sir, at 422 South Dewey. We're just right down from the Tower Center. It'd be exciting to be neighbors, and then of course, the new park now is open, and I believe Governor Pinnell will be here Friday evening, and they'll do kind of a kickoff summer beach party and kind of christen that new park that's amazing. If folks, if you haven't been down there to see it yet or walk around, of course, a week or so ago, you could probably go in the evening, and it was very wonderful, and then it decided to actually get summer on us. And, I don't think it's looked back, but... You get into, you're in Oklahoma, and you get into this time of year, that happens. But
it gets very summer.
Oh, yes. And I don't think it's going to slow up on us any for a while. But thank the good Lord, we have had some sporadic rain here that was much needed. So that's obviously a helpful thing. I'd complained about the rain a little bit, having to feed cows in the muck all the time. And now maybe I should have kept my mouth shut, I think.
Well, it seems like you're either knee-deep in it or it's starting to crack. We're talking with Trevor Dorsey. He's with Regents Bank in Nowata and soon to be here in Bartlesville. Once again, you have all the conveniences there. You can see people by appointment. The technology is there. And you get the same friendly people, and you get the same quality services that people have known for generations with Regents Bank.
Oh, yes, sir. That's been around a long time here in Nowata, and also have convenient locations in Tulsa, Oklahoma City, and Springfield, and very soon to be Bartlesville. couldn't be more excited about that one, but we have worked with families in Nowata and Washington County for generations. I think the facility here, or this building, which you haven't been to, our facility in Nowata, I think takes up about a city block. It's beautiful old building. It's been here probably since the early 1900s. The bank's been in existence for over 100 years. And we've got a lot of staff that has been with the bank 20, 30, 40 years. And so they're obviously very rich relationships throughout the community and the county and surrounding counties that people know those faces because they've been here a long time and been taking care of those client needs for many, many years. And we'd love the opportunity to visit with you if you're not already a client. And if you are, well, we'll always be here to take care of you.
Indeed. Whether you're a rancher, farmer, you've got a business, and you're trying to grow your business, you're looking to perhaps maybe acquire some real estate, or maybe even refinance a loan that you might have, the doors are open by appointment. And, of course, Trevor and his staff is always available through technology at this stage of the game. And it's real convenient. It's like I said, it's like doing business with family.
Oh, yes, sir. It's we want that experience to be be just like you said, like family experience. And I know that's how it started off when I was a kid and had needed my first banking. Dad took me to the bank, and you get to know the folks, and then you'll always have that relationship where you can go in, like you said, whatever the need is, whether it's a vehicle, a home, land, working capital. We've got a vast array of products and services that can help accomplish all those things, and love to sit down and figure out what products and services would best suit your needs, and we can do that together and be your partner in your business.
And on top of that, we still have a little bit of time left with that special program through the governor with the CARES Act for businesses that can get some help too through Regions Bank as well. Just make that appointment. Give Trevor and his staff a call at the Nuwata locations, and we can get writing on that and put that in the old computer and off to Washington or off to Oklahoma City. It'll go.
Oh yes, sir. And those turn around pretty quick. And again, that's been a really great program that the state has put together. And I know that'll help a lot of people. Again, that maybe needed a little extra boost to get over the hump, since things are still slow. And great program. Very, very thankful that the state put that together. And again, like I said, the city has also worked on a program to try to help those businesses in need right now. And so just a lot of good things coming out of, I know, obviously the pandemic situation has been very hard on everybody, but this is where you get to see how your friends and neighbors react, and I know the community has rallied around each other to support each other in the business and to help keep those businesses viable and thriving in the community. We certainly don't want to lose any businesses in the community. Worked very hard, I know, the citizens in the city to grow and bring new business into that community, and certainly don't want to lose the jobs because that's very important. So if you haven't put your application in, please reach out to us. We'd love to see if we can get you qualified for that grant and get you some additional funding.
Okay, great. How do they reach out and touch you? Where can they get a hold of you? What's your contact points?
Well, as far as for the phone, they can reach us at 918-273-1227 and just ask to speak with a lender. We've got a lending staff here. Right now, we're housing everybody in Nuwata that will be in Bartlesville, so we've got a few extra folks that can help with that process. You can also go online at www.regentbank.com, and if you navigate through the loan, you click on the loan section, it should help you navigate through, and I think we have an application out there like we did for the PPP program.
Oh,
where
great.
You can go in and get that information. And if you can't find it, like I said, feel free to reach out and give us a call. We'll get that emailed out to you and try to help you get things taken care of. And it's a little less burdensome process than the payment protection program, which is also nice. And so I think that we would be able to help walk you through that pretty quickly. And being as the first tranche ran out in a couple of days, I think we'll be looking at the same thing on the second tranche of $50 million on Monday. So I would encourage you to try to reach out before that date so that we can get everything in line and get that application uploaded and submitted first thing Monday morning so that you're not left on the outside looking in.
All right. Sounds good. Trevor Dorsey, Regents Bank, thank you very much for being with us on One-on-One with the Pros.
I appreciate it, Tom. You have a great day, sir.
All right. Take care now. K1 News Time is 9:48.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.
One theft every 6.5 minutes. 156 thefts every day. Car thieves appreciate all the help they can get. So here's a shout out to the more than 57,000 drivers who admittedly made it easy for the thieves last year. 57,000 who left the keys in their vehicle and had it stolen. A 22% increase in just a year. Old habits die hard, and thieves can't help.